Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha, on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And once again, history is being made in Ukraine because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. True breaking news. The Rusky Nazi, Vladimir Putin, will give a speech today. Remember, it's 8 hours later than now. So right now in Ukraine, it's 2 p.m. He may have already given it. In Russia, same as Ukraine, time zone, imposing martial law on Russia. Now, you may say, what? I thought they already were under martial law because it's a slave state where he arrests people, beats people, tortures people, and tells them what to think, and all that's true. It was especially true under communism up till 1990. Gorbachev was a communist leader, but he was enlightened. Raisa Gorbachev was his wife. Sadly, she passed away sort of early. But they were seen as a couple in a Western sense. They were friendly to the West. He had a relationship with George H.W. Bush. And he made sure that the Soviet Union broke up, countries were liberated, and what was left was the Russian Federation, and it went to democracy, and he engineered the election of Boris Yeltsin. Boris Yeltsin was president for 10 years. I was in Russia, in St. Petersburg in Moscow, 1997, with a delegation from the Justice Department. We went around the country talking to their lawyers, members of parliament, prosecutors. I say around the country, we were in Moscow for a while and then a lot of time up in St. Petersburg. It used to be called Leningrad. You've heard of it. Siege of Leningrad by Harris and Salisbury, the 1,000 days, they suffered brutal hardships, the Nazi army 20 miles away for three years. Well, in about 2000, 2001, Putin sucked around Yeltsin and said, you know, I'm available to be president. And then suddenly there are mysterious explosions, Russian apartment buildings. They were engineered by the Rusky Nazi, Vladimir Putin. He used Chechnyans to do it. He said he used Chechnyans to do it. He said, we have really got to get those Chechnyans. You need a strong man just for a year or two. Turned out it wasn't Chechnyans. Turned out it was Vladimir Putin's secret service, personal secret service. Killed his own fellow Russians. 350 of them blew up their apartment buildings. So if anybody thinks he'll stop bombing, cluster bombing apartment buildings in Kyiv, rest of Ukraine, you're crazy. He did it in his own country 21 years ago. Well, as a result of Yeltsin and Gorbachev, there was some slight freedom of expression in that country. There were counter-government, anti-government radio stations. He murdered his political opponents, but some of them had courage, like Alexei Navalny, who's now in prison on a 2-year trumped-up sentence, and they just increased it to 15 years, a brutal prison where he's beaten and mistreated regularly. But there's still, people still had jobs. They could go to a cafe. They could talk. They weren't ratted on by their relatives who were afraid of being captured themselves, like under Stalin. Even that little bit of freedom is all changing. Today, the word is that Putin will impose martial law on Russia, and people from Russia are trying to get out. Stream of people heading to the border with the Baltic states. What Baltic states? Well, they have a border with Estonia. They border, well, they're going to try to get into Latvia. They're going to try to get into Lithuania. They're not crazy enough to get into Poland because Poland doesn't have a border with Russia, but it does with Belarus. And Belarus has a strongman, a 400-pound barrel of pig manure named Alexander Lukashenko, who would rat on him to Putin. And the Russians are not going to be real popular in Poland since they divided the country up in 1795 and beaten and abused it and occupied it, collaborated with the Nazis ever since. However, there are some people in Russia that want to get out. And what this means, what does martial law mean in a state that's already unfree? Putin's feeling the heat from Ukraine in a way that Western people don't really think about or understand. We look on him as monolithic. We look on him as dangerous. All of that is true. But even in Russia, there are coalitions and there are people who support him. If they stop supporting him, he's going to be assassinated by his own bodyguards. A Russian dictator like that does not retire. He doesn't get a pension. He doesn't retire to a resort. The minute he rides a tiger, and when he gets off, he's eaten by the tiger. So it's apparently happening over there as Putin becomes more secretive, paranoid, and deranged. He appears to start losing his grip on power. 7,000 activists have been arrested at anti-war protests, and they're being held, some of them for a year prison sentence. Putin just proposed a 15-year sentence for the just protesting, no violence. And he can impose that under martial law. That's his first thing. Secondly, there was an anti-war petition signed by 1.5 million people in Russia. Under martial law, he can arrest, beat, fire, do whatever he wants to all 1.5 million people. And who's going to do it? Well, his police force, his secret police. But the other problem is the more he gets sole control over nuclear weapons, the more dangerous he is, the more possible it becomes that he commits suicide by cop. What is suicide by cop? It's a term used where occasionally there are people who are mentally ill or suicidal who'll commit suicide by attacking police officers with a gun, knowing that they'll be shot in self-defense. If he launches missile in the West, St. Petersburg, Moscow, and the other cities will be cinders in retaliation. But so will a lot of Western cities. We can't have mutual destruction. And Russia, once again, in the phrase of historians, will be nothing but a forest inhabited by wolves, which is what it was in the 900s, 1100 years ago, when Kiev was a civilized, settled country with cities, Orthodox churches, and Russia was a forest inhabited by wolves. Some of his inner circle are starting to get cold feet. Here's an example that I will give you. This, you'll not see this in any kind of news report, but it seems very plain to me. You recall that over the last several weeks, Putin would suggest the use of nuclear weapons. Then he used subordinates, Dmitry Medvedev, the number two guy in the Security Council, who had briefly been president of Russia during an interregnum when Putin was barred by the Constitution from succeeding himself. So he pushed through a fraudulent vote on amending the Constitution. Now he's the leader till 2036. And right now he's almost 70. So that would put him into 84. If he lives, I don't think he's going to live, and I'll tell you why. But in any event, not only that, Sergey Lavrov said, boy, a nuclear war would be a very hot, destructive war. And they throw these things around. Now, nuclear powers don't talk that way. France's nuclear weapons doesn't talk that way. Neither does the United States, neither does the UK, neither does Israel. Neither does China. You know, and neither do marginal states with nuclear weapons like India and Pakistan. North Korea, we can't bomb North Korea because there's a land border with China. And that would be like the equivalent of the Chinese bombing Mexico. Chinese have to respond, but we've simply told the Chinese and North Korea, if Kim Jong-un ever hits anything, one of these targets, if this isn't any more than just sort of onanism, where he's trying to show off and fake something, he's toast, and China's toast too. They get it. The little bastard is under control. He's under control. However, Pakistan's not under control, and if the Taliban, who are operating in Pakistan now, and Al-Qaeda ever get it, we'd have no choice but to bomb them. So these are all tough decisions. But Lavrov, Sergei Lavrov, a despicable Russian Nazi skunk himself, put out a statement yesterday. He said, you don't have to worry about nuclear war. He said, we are not run by insane people. This is a quotation. We have a military protocol for the use of all weapons, trying to reassure people. The response is, Lavrov, keep your mouth shut. Dmitry Medvedev and Putin, keep your mouth shut. You have an economy that is 7% the size of the United States, and you will disappear from the face of the earth. And unless you all want to commit suicide by cops, shut up. Nobody said that. I have been asked to join the diplomatic corps for a lot of reasons. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Midnight Rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna.